Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Farthest Shore by Ursula K. Le Guin, narrated by Robert Inglis.
The Rowan Tree. In the court of the fountain, the sun of March shone through young leaves of ash and elm, and water leapt and fell through shadow and clear light. About that roofless court stood four high walls of stone. Behind those were rooms and courts, passages, corridors, towers, and at last the heavy outmost walls of the great house of Roke, which would stand any assault of war or earthquake or the sea itself, being built not only of stone, but of incontestable magic. For Roke is the Isle of the Wise, where the art magic is taught, and the great house is the school and central place of wizardry, and the central place of the house is that small court far within the walls where the fountain plays and the trees stand in rain or sun or starlight. The tree nearest the fountain, a well-grown rowan, had humped and cracked the marble pavement with its roots. Veins of bright green moss filled the cracks, spreading up from the grassy plot around the basin. A boy sat there on the low hump of marble and moss, his gaze following the fall of the fountain's central jet. He was nearly a man, but still a boy, slender, dressed richly. His face might have been cast in golden bronze, it was so finely moulded and so still. Behind him, 15...